It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
I love to take supplements to make my insides healthy, but I also like to take them to make my outsides look great, and I think it's so important. But I do believe our guest is here, Dr. Julie Chen.
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Dr. Chen. All right, I'm going to bring you in. You are a double board certified and fellowship trained in internal medicine and integrative medicine with your own clinic in my hometown of San Jose, California. Hello, Dr. Chen. It's great to have you on Beauty Inside Out.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's so nice to have you on. You know, I mentioned that I love to take supplements that help me look great from the inside out. The one that I think a lot of people are familiar with are taking omega-3s. What else would you recommend? And I know you were on Dr. Oz recently talking about some important information as well.
Yeah, so, you know, the omega-3, I agree with you, is one of my favorite. And then there's a lot of supplements that I actually love to use for my patients for great skin, like turmeric is a great one. A lot of the anti-inflammatory supplements, even things like DIM, which is something I talked about on the show, it's called diindolyl methane, has anti-inflammatory effects. And that helps with a lot of things that might be inflammatory as far as, you know, the general public thinks about in origin, things like eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, and even with aging, because a lot of times, you know, we don't correlate wrinkles and dark age spots from inflammation, but it really has a component associated with that.
Okay, now tell us a little bit more about DIM. What is the long name for that?
It's called diindolyl methane, and it's a compound that actually is produced when we consume products that are like vegetables that are cruciferous vegetables, like Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli. And so it's one that I use for more other health issues like menopause or hormone-associated cancers or with PMS-type symptoms. But it's also just a great all-around anti-inflammatory as far as inflammatory diseases go, and that a lot of that includes skin issues.
Now, talk to us about the anti-inflammatory. It sounds like when you have inflammation, is that going to show up on your skin? Is that like folks who have rosacea, or can you have like a milder form of just any kind of skin issues when you are inflamed? And talk to us a little bit more about what it means to have inflammation in your body.
Sure. Our bodies are created in a way where we need to have inflammation to heal. When we have surgeries, when we have colds, we inflame a little bit to make sure that our body, our immune system can basically take over and heal from these assaults on our body. But chronic inflammation is something where is more and more common, and nowadays with the types of poor diet that we have, lack of sleep, high stress, et cetera. And inflammation contributes to a lot of diseases and to aging, and a lot of our skin issues like eczema, rosacea, psoriasis, wrinkles, age spots, all of that have an inflammatory component to it. And for those who don't have major skin issues, one major thing that you want to think about is that, you know, people who eat clean, you generally see that their skin glow more, and that their, pores seem smaller. Like, everything just looks better. Skin looks better. And that's because your general body is calmer. And so I usually say to patients that our skin is one of the largest organs in our body. And if we're not feeling well on the inside and we're inflamed on the inside and we're eating poorly, it does reflect on our skin.
Doctor, let me ask you, we often talk about safe beauty here and using natural solutions. Uh-huh. And so in doing so, I've had a problem with rosacea, and for a long time, I was always told to use a cortisone or a hydrocortisone. And now I find by changing some of the things in my diet, I've been able to get away with it, but I think at a mild case. I mean, do you agree with something like that, or is there some diet you could suggest?
Absolutely. That's a great point, because I generally find that I recommend to patients that the diet should be the foundation of your health. It tends to hit multiple birds with one stone and most effectively. So I recommend a diet that's anti-inflammatory, very plant-based, Mother Nature-like, unprocessed, unrefined. A lot of different kinds of vegetables. I recommend the colors of the rainbow as far as vegetables go, so you get the different types of vitamins without having to think about it. A lot of beans, nuts, healthy fats, avocados, fish, etc. All of those will contribute to getting the inflammation down in a natural way. I honestly think that our bodies are created way more intelligently than any of us can really figure out from the outside in kind of sense. And so when we eat a balanced diet and a clean diet like that, most of the time the skin reacts in a more positive way than if you force it to calm with outside topical cream.
And how would you take those? Would it be through juicing or supplements or just like eating more salad and fruit? What do you suggest?
I recommend actually real food. So I do believe there's a time and place for juicing, especially for those who refuse to eat salads no matter how much I push them. So for those patients, I'll have them juice vegetables, not just fruits, because a lot of people only juice fruits and then the sugar's too high. So I'll have them juice vegetables with maybe a little bit of fruit, and they'll consume that, you know, a couple times a day. But in general, I recommend real food because that's how our body's meant to take these things in. And a lot of the fiber is great. Fiber is great for anti-inflammation, and a lot of the components in, you know, fruits and vegetables that when you're juicing you lose are actually great for the body, like quercetin found in a lot of, like, the white stuff around the oranges. Quercetin found in that, a lot of good nutrients and fiber and stuff is found in that, as well as, you know, all the things that end up not quite in the juice. Those things actually help a lot with inflammation, so I recommend that patients get all of that by eating real food.
Now, Dr. Chen, what about hair? I am obsessed with hair. I love talking about hair. Are there any supplements or foods that can help with your hair? The shine, the sheen, the manageability, all those keywords?
Sure.
Or even thinning.
All right.
Or thinning.
You know, yeah. So, you know, those are great questions because, you know, obviously, like, I see a lot in my clinic that people are concerned about hair. And as we get older, we get some aging loss. But when it starts to be more severe, obviously, it's very concerning. And sometimes when you have dull hair, it looks like it's thinner, and then when you get it to be more lustrous and shiny, you actually realize it's not that you're losing so much, it's rather that it got really flat and dull. So I recommend, again, the diet I was talking about for the skin will help with the hair, but with the hair, a lot of the fatty acids will be really important. Things that patients aren't aware that might affect the hair is things like anemia, so make sure your iron count is checked, and maybe take some iron if you're low. A lot of the B vitamins, a B complex type, but be wary that you don't want to overdo those. Too much or too little is not good, so just right is perfect. And so you may want to have your doctor check some of your levels. And then the other thing to think about is, you know, biotin, obviously about 5,000 micrograms a day in general for the general public is a good amount to start with. And then, you know, a lot of times our thyroid, when it's not functioning optimally, actually can affect our hair. And so sometimes taking some iodine, kelp, selenium would be helpful.
Oh, that's great. Now, tell us a little bit about being an integrative physician. And for people who aren't familiar, what does that mean?
So integrative physicians are ones where it's relatively a young field. We integrate conventional and alternative methods to get the optimal health outcome. So it's really about using, you know, it's not that I'm against conventional medicine. Obviously, that's my training. And I think, again, there's a time and place for it. I think when diseases are severe, you know, conventional treats those diseases really well. But prevention-wise, you know, a lot of the alternative is much safer, and lifestyle change to me is important. So integrative medicine is utilizing, you know, what's natural in nature, diet, supplements, lifestyle changes, sleep, all of those things, exercise, to help create the foundation of a healthy lifestyle and your health overall, and then guiding patients on what's appropriate with medications to take it the further final steps if you need that, or when to say, okay, I don't need the medications and supplements is enough. So I think integrative medicine arose out of the need of the general public using a lot of alternative methods and without guidance. And so integrative medicine is really a way for patients to have a doctor to help guide them and make sure they're safe using alternative means, because just because it's a supplement or a vitamin or it's an alternative method doesn't mean it's always safe for any given person.
Well, Dr. Chen, if you can give us your website.
It's www.makinghealthyeasy.com. That's the letters EZ, makinghealthyeasy.com.
Well, you are a gem. Thank you so much for all this great information.